Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Isle of Wight show with me, Joe Redstone. It's been a little longer than I'd hoped since my last series of interviews, but, you know, sometimes life goes that way, right? So, recently, I've been getting involved with the Isle of Wight Island Games team, and they have just returned from a very successful trip to Gibraltar. So, I thought it would be interesting to have a chat to some of the athletes and some of the managers of the various teams who went to find out what it's like to actually represent the Isle of Wight at an international competition. First up, it's Dan Burns from the table tennis team. Dan was the flag bearer for the Isle of Wight team at this year's Games, so please enjoy my chat with Dan Burns.
So, my involvement with the Island Games started as a wee young man back in 1995. long time ago. I was having this conversation actually with somebody. I don't even recognise that person anymore. I hadn't even finished school. I'd done no GCSEs. It feels a million miles away from where we are now, but in real terms, only 24 years. But that was my first association with the Games, 15 years old, rocked up in Gibraltar with a table tennis team, fabulous players, fabulous people. The Sunshine Games, as they were called back then, and it was roasting hot all week. And it was a fabulous event, and it was my first international competition. Thoroughly enjoyed it. As I was saying to you earlier, so we won the team event. We had good success that week, and I got incredibly drunk.
You then played in a series of games consecutively and did pretty well, I think.
I think we did. And I say we because it's not always me. I've played in some wonderful teams with some great people and some fantastic players. And over the coming years, so we played 95, 97, 99, 01 and 03. And it culminating in 03 really was a culmination of maybe 3 or 4 years of the same team all being together, travelling away every weekend, playing national sort of county games and British League games. And, you know, we were always there to help each other and support each other, and when we turned up in Guernsey we knew something special was going to happen. Did we quite envisage what that looked like? I think we probably did.
Tell us exactly how well those games went.
2003 was unbelievable. Carl Preen won the men's singles. I lost to Carl in the semi-finals, so I picked up a bronze in the singles. Lucy Poynter won gold in the women's singles. Carl and Lucy won gold in the mixed. Carl and myself won gold in the men's. We won the team event. We were literally on cloud nine.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then there was a bit of a gap for the table tennis team. Sort of, you know, a few years went by, and you were telling me earlier that actually these games that you have just returned from, these were the first medals in table tennis since 2003?
Yeah, amazing, really, yeah. So it literally was our team at that point in time. We decided we had different interests, we'd all grown up. Some of us were moving on, having families and other priorities or work commitments or, you know, all the things that life throws up and gets in the way of your hobbies. We split, and then I didn't play another games from 2003 until 2017 in Gotland. I'd gone through another set of knee operations and really didn't fancy putting myself through it all again. But then I put on about 2 stone and I gave up smoking, and I thought, this is just ridiculous. I don't know what else to do to try and shift the weight. So I picked me back up again and started hitting down the local club. And 2017 came around and somebody went, you going to go to the games? And I was like, well, I thought I was done with the games, but maybe I'm not done with the games. Maybe we need to recreate some magic and find some magic again. And we put a team together for 2017. We always said it was a team that was going to be in development. And, you know, 4 of us that have just returned from Gibraltar were at the Gotland Games, so we continued that on. And we picked up our first, you know, 3 medals. Could have been actually 5, but we turned up and we came away with those 3, 2 bronze and a and a silver. So, you know, as a team manager and as a player, I was delighted with the team, really. Absolutely over the moon for them. They worked their socks off. They couldn't have tried any harder. They had an incredible team spirit. And, you know, it was like bringing back the memories of old.
So tell us a little bit about the players that, were in Gibraltar last week.
So leading out was our superstar, number one player, George Downing. George has been playing professionally in Sweden and Denmark over the last 5-6 years. He's studying at Bournemouth University, born and bred on the island. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful player to have in the team. And you know what, just a really nice person as well. And I think for me, that's also a real key part. A wonderful talent. And we thoroughly enjoyed it. We got we had Alex Rourke, who made a first appearance back in the games for a number of years, more of a defensive style player. All these days, all these young boys, they, you know, they're quick, they're fast, they can hit balls really hard. And Alex comes along with his funny bat and his different methods of playing, slows them down, and he got some great results over the week. Myself, obviously, as a veteran really now of the games, still got something somewhere, might not be as quick or as sharp anymore, but you know, I was just proud to be able to be their manager and player. And then we also had one of the oldest members of the whole Island White squad in Simon Prophet, who's 64, and Simon brings a lot of experience along with the games, and he was there in Gotland as well. So you know, I think it was great. It started in Gotland, and you could really sense and feel the momentum. Mm-hmm. And our two female players, Tamisha Hobbs, outstanding performance from Tamisha over the last week in Gibraltar. She so desperately unlucky not to get a medal in her singles event, but she lost one singles the whole team event over 2.5 days. So I mean, she did incredibly well. And then Anna Joyce was our second girl. And Anna, you know, gave a real brave account of herself. She hasn't been practicing much because she's at that age now where, you know, life has thrown up boyfriends and work and university and all of these things that can interfere with your practice. But, you know, certainly nobody disgraced themselves or embarrassed themselves, which was great.
Excellent stuff. One of the things that I've liked about learning about the Island Games is the level of support that you guys get, not only from, you know, sort of coaches and associations, but also from businesses. And you seem to have, you know, a particularly strong level of support, you know, from local businesses as well. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Well, obviously, where my offices are located here, I've established a relationship over the last couple of seasons with Trigg & Co estate agents. And Keith Trigg actually was a competitor in the Island Games. He was a shooter back in the day. So he understands the games. He knows what they're about. He knows what they can bring to young people and what it means to us competitors. And Keith has been incredibly supportive. He very kindly donated some funds so that we could start a Premier League this year with some formal sponsorship, and he's been wonderful, and he was really pleased with that. He came down, he watched some matches, and then he said, "Let's talk about your Island Game shirts." And God bless Keith for doing so. So thank you.
That's great. And you touched a little bit there on how the games can particularly benefit young people. Can you expand on that for me just a little bit?
Well, I only have to reach back into my own youth and think of what it meant to me, and what, you know, it gave me a real focus at 15 when friends were going out, you know, hanging around parks, drinking cider, chatting up girls and doing all of these things. You know, I was in the table tennis hall thinking, it's another games around the corner, and what can I do? What can I achieve this time around? So for me, it gave me a real focus. And I think for any young person, I think sport is about learning to win. It's also about learning to lose, and to lose with, you know, respect and humility and all of those wonderful things that sport teaches us. And, you know, you make lifelong friends in the Island Games. And even at a pub on Sunday, we obviously flew back in from Gib Saturday evening. I went to a pub with the family on the Sunday. There were people from games 20 years ago that came over to me and said, well done, been reading about it. And I know the ethos of Team Isle of Wight, you know, it's our Twitter, it's all of that. Yeah. But it's so true, you know, they are still part of Team Isle of Wight. You know, the members come and go, they change, the names change, but we are all really one big family, and it can't be done without these other people's involvement.
It's a pretty special thing, having seen it a little bit, particularly in the last couple of weeks. It's a remarkable thing. Moving forwards, the next game's 2 years away in Jersey or Guernsey?
Guernsey.
So what's the plans for the table tennis team in Guernsey?
We really, really just want to try and continue with the momentum that we built in 2017. Coming into 2019, we did well. We want to build on that and progress from there. So I want to keep the core of the team together. I want to try and build upon it. You know, if we practice hard, work hard, stick together as a team, and we'll see what we can deliver the next time around. And I'm confident that if we can keep the core of the team together, that we can go on and deliver some great things and some special things. You know, the talent's there, the abilities are there, the willingness is there. Let's just get the results.
So
I make it sound easy.
Yeah, but the hard work starts here, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Dan, that's really great. Really appreciate your time today, mate. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. If you're interested in finding out more about the Isle of Wight team or the Island Games in general, then their website is teamiow.org.uk, and they also have a really good Facebook page, which is facebook.com/teamiow, and there's a YouTube channel and an Instagram page as well. So plenty of places where you can find out a little bit more and maybe find out how you might be able to get involved as well. Please look out for our next interviews, which will be coming soon. In the meantime, if you did enjoy that, please do tell a friend about what it is that we're all up to here. And you can also subscribe to the Isle of Wight show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We look forward to you guys tuning in for the next episode, which will be coming soon. Cheers.